This is for all the freedom seekers in the health and wellness world who want to blaze their own path and buck the status quo. Because convention can't stop an idea to take your business anywhere. This is the House Call Revolution.
Welcome to the House Call Revolution. This is Dr. Jen Faber. As a House Call entrepreneur and mentor, with each episode, I bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover smart, innovative ways to build your business with house calls. Thanks so much for joining me today, because this is the revolution you're building. And today leading the charge is Dr. Brandon Wilson. Now, for just a little bit of background, Dr. Brandon lives and practices in northern Utah. He's married and has two rambunctious boys and another boy due in September. Congrats, by the way. He graduated from Fort Lupton High in Colorado, earned his bachelor's in exercise science and minor in business from BYU in Utah. Then he went on to graduate from Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport in February 2013. Now, during his preceptorship, he planned to open his own practice as an independent contractor upon graduation, but as it drew to a close, he realized that it was not the right time, and so he was feeling full of fear, had no savings, and he and his wife were expecting boy number two. So he opted to work as an associate in the suburb of Salt Lake, and soon found himself to be overworked, underpaid, and most importantly, felt really stuck. So after about 9 months, his dream job came calling as a chiropractor. He'd been offered an associate position. So after a few months, things didn't look so dreamy, and the doc decided that the terms of his contract needed to change, leaving Dr. Brandon again with another hard choice. So relying on his faith, he prayed and got the answer to quit and do something else, not knowing what that something else was going to be. So in early June of 2014, he quit his job. And that was a huge turning point for you, doctor. So, Dr. Brandon, first, I just want to say a huge welcome and thank you for being on the phone with me today.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Really appreciate it. And you know what, Doc? I think your story really resonates with a lot of health and wellness professionals out there who are caught between working for someone else and building their own business, but not really sure how to make that transition and, most importantly, looking for options and just really trying to figure this out. So, what I'd really love to have you share first is, like, tell me about that idea of, like, what you wanted in terms of, you knew that you were feeling stuck, but you also knew that you wanted to change. So tell me more about that idea of, like, being caught in the middle and not knowing how to move forward.
Yeah, I mean, it was one of those things where I had a vision of, okay, yeah, in 5 years, I think I'll be ready to start a practice, you know, get some associate practice under me and save up some money. But I soon learned that much of the promised payment and all the big numbers that doctors will often throw out there for their associates that they're going to hit, soon came to realize that was a lot more difficult than they made it seem, and it was going to take a lot longer than I was even thinking. So yeah, that was kind of where I was stuck. It's, you know, you have a vision of eventually wanting to get there, but the means to get there is, from my experience and from other doctors I've talked to, is really difficult to go that route and do it comfortably. I think in my mind that was a big part of it too, is I wanted to do what was going to be most comfortable for me and my family, and that was, you know, the security of having a paying associateship, even if it was low, at least it was something. So those were kind of the things that had taken me there, and I didn't really at the time see a way to make it work. And so that's where I do feel like things were meant to go the way they did, because honestly, I'm kind of a risk adverse person. So to quit my job not knowing where I was going was a big risk on my part. So.
Yeah, which is huge. I mean, yeah, that's really telling. And I think, you know, it's always interesting when there's a moment like that that's really serendipitous. You're like, okay, like, things aren't clearly working. I know I need to make a change. And even if you don't have that direction, you have to trust that, you know, and trust what your gut's telling you. And I think what's the most, you know, what interesting thing I just want to pull out and hear a little bit more from you is that idea of, like, you wanted to start a business, but you also, like, you yourself and have colleagues who are, like, trying to start a business, trying to figure it out, but you knew that wasn't going to be the best option for you. Why? Like, why didn't you just decide to start a typical business after you left that associateship?
Because, well, you know, the thing was is that the startup costs of doing a typical business are just astronomical in most cases. You know, there's just so many things that go into starting a practice. And so, you know, my original plan was to do independent contractor because of the ability to work within an office, but those are actually really hard to find. It's not as easy as my first opportunity would have been okay, but it was not the right time or place. But you know, that's not a bad way to start, but it's really hard to find those doctors that are willing to have somebody else in their office space that's basically competing with them. Most doctors aren't secure enough to let that happen. So that wasn't really, you know, as I was looking around, didn't find that. So yeah, it was, just that sense of, okay, this is more than what I want to do right now. And just the easy loans aren't there anymore as well. I think as I look at chiropractors of even just a few years back, the loans for businesses were much easier, and all loans have changed dramatically in the last 5 or so years after the big market crash. So it's much more difficult process than it used to be. So all of that kind of, and I don't want to go. I didn't want to go into a bunch of debt. I already have enough debt. I don't want to add that additional stress. So that was another thing that, you know, I knew was an issue that I didn't want to take on that business debt as well.
Yeah, that's such a great point too. And I think that's really the, you know, such an interesting thing to think about with the typical practices. Like, we're already starting in the red, you know, if we go down that point. That's not even looking at the office costs alone. I mean, with student loans, you know, in and of itself, like, that's a big thing to overcome. And then you look at, you know, $50,000, $75,000, $100,000 just to get something running, like, it really creates a big hole for you to crawl out of. So here you are, right, figuring, okay, I don't want to have to spend all this money to start an office, but I know I don't want to work for someone else. And it's June of 2014. So what happened? Like, what made you realize that the house call model was the right path for you?
You know, it was something that kind of came to my mind. I had heard some docs say that they'd known somebody that done it, and you know, so it kind of entered my mind that way. But it was such a daunting task to even think, where do I start doing that? You know, so I was like, yeah, Okay, I think it's a pretty good idea, but where do I even start? How is this going to work? So then I just started doing some Google searching to see if there was anything out there, and I happened to come across a YouTube video for a house call practice for chiropractors. And so that was your video. I watched it and it just like struck me. I was like, wow, this is so doable. So much more so than it just kind of, I just knew immediately, like, okay, you know, they know what's going on. Whoever put this together, I didn't know who it was at the time, but I was like, they get it. This makes total sense. And it really resonated with me that, okay, this is very doable, and somebody else has done it and done it successfully. So I'm going to check this out. So that's kind of what got me looking at that possibility, and really took away all the fear that I had, because otherwise I don't know that it would have ever happened. So.
Wow. That's powerful. Thanks. I appreciate that, E, too. I mean, you know, it's that was when our paths crossed, you know, and when you came across what I was doing and putting out there. And I really appreciate the fact that you said, you know, gosh, like, if I didn't know how to do it, I don't know if I would have done it. And I think that's a big thing, is like, there was such a gap in knowledge in how to show doctors and how to do it. That's like really my lifeblood of why I do what I do. So, you know, thanks for calling it out. I really appreciate it. And, you know, you'd said when you'd seen that video, I mean, gosh, that month was a pretty pivotal month for you. You made some big decisions. You said in that, you know, in what you were learning, you're like, gosh, this is totally doable. I could completely do this. You've mentioned the startup cost. What else rang true to you? Like, what's the main distinction that you saw in the house call business model compared to what was a conventional model and what that offered?
Oh, man, the startup costs are so much more. In business term, they're almost non-existent. So, but there is some startup costs, but it was so much more doable. I mean, I haven't gone back and analyzed what all the startup costs were. I need to do that just so for my own knowing, but it was under $5,000 for everything. And for to start a business, and it may even been less than that, but it was definitely just like easy that way. So it wasn't a tough thing to get the funds together to make that happen. I did have to do a few things to get that little bit of extra money, but it wasn't the daunting task of a $75,000 loan. You know, it was just getting some help from family and doing a few other things to get the funds that I needed to make it happen. So yeah, that was a much more doable thing as far as getting started, is just not having that hurdle that comes with the startup costs.
Absolutely. Yeah. It makes it such an easier yes, right? Like to move forward. And especially, you know, you said earlier how you're like a risk averse person. So interesting that what you saw in that also was really low risk. So that appealed to you in a lot of ways too, I would imagine, just from that financial standpoint. So, you know, it's great to see that you, you know, saw that and also made the decision to move forward. Let's dive into what this looks like for you now. So you're several months, you're actually a year in out of your house call business. You know, from what you've learned so far, one of the questions I have for you is what's the most important strategy you've learned in building a house call business that's helped you get to where you are right now?
You know, I think one of the biggest things is just acting and getting out and doing things. The times when I've struggled since I started, it was when I was, full of fear and not getting out and accomplishing things. So I think that's one of the big things, because the practice model is there, and it's well put together and everything's there. It was just acting. So just doing what's recommended. And as every time I've gone out and done, I've done well. So I think that's one of the big things I learned, is overcoming procrastination and fears. And I know that's a very broad thing, but that's really powerful just to experience that. And I knew myself well enough. I knew that was one of the things I knew I would struggle with. So that's one of the reasons why I was afraid to get started on my own. And I've grown a lot through the process. So, you know, that's one of the big things I've learned, is just as I've talked to successful people, that's what successful people do. They go and get things done. You just make things happen. And with the house call practice model, and the program in particular gives you what you need to do. You just got to do it. So if you can, you know, you get to face your fears and do those things that are already outlined for you. You just need to get out and make it happen. So that's what I've learned that's really helped me succeed, is just doing the program.
Yeah, that's beautiful. You know, I really appreciate your transparency in that too, because I think what you really hit on in that is, you know, the strategy of it is a huge element, right? Like, it's understanding how to build it and what systems to implement and all of those like how-to facets. But you also tap on the mindset that comes into play when starting a business, let alone a house call business, and fears that we face that can sometimes hold us back from making the decision, let alone hold us back after we made the decision to actually move forward. And it's just really, really vital. So would you mind sharing, like, what was the fear that you had and overcame to help you create the type of house call business you wanted?
I think it was fear of failure. It was fear of not, it was just fear of the unknown as well. It was all those things that, we often face, and I even help my patients so often. It's funny when you're working through things that you help others with, but I think when you've gone through it, you're that much able to help. So yeah, I think that it was just that fear of failure is so big. With me, I think that was the biggest part. And what I've been learning and why I think this has been such a powerful, you know, journey starting my own practice, is that I've learned that my fears are unfounded completely. There's there's zero truth to the fears that I've had so far. And so that's what I think, you know, going back to just getting things done, you when you can act, you get past those fears so much quicker than if you sit and stew them in your head, because you're your brain will tell you all kinds of stuff if you have that fear there. So, I think that the fear of failure was a big part of it. And what I've learned is the only way you can fail is by doing nothing. I think that that's honestly a big lesson I've learned in this process, is that failure only comes if you don't try.
Yeah, that's so awesome. You know, and it is, there's a bit of a universal truth in there, I think, that fear of failure could creep into us at any moment's time, and it could stop us from doing anything we want, even if we know inherently that what we're doing completely makes sense with the type of vision we want to build. So, you know, to have that kind of awareness is huge. You know, it's a lot of growth that you've had in understanding that, more importantly, overcoming that. So to give, you know, to kind of give a tangible nugget, you know, of wisdom with what you've learned in this, you mentioned this idea of like, if regardless of the fear you have, you have to ask, like, what do you think is one action step that you've taken that is making a big impact on your house call business?
Well, let's see. I think that one of those things is marketing and getting out and talking to people. That's huge as far as making a practice work. The administrative stuff's important, and you got to have that all set up and working. But the only way that works is to get out and talk to people. And that can be, you know, early on, I went out and I knocked doors, you know, and most people, I've done door-to-door sales in the past, so it was something that I knew I could do, but I just did what I knew I needed to do to start. And so that was one of the things I did. The other thing was I got a booth at a farmer's market and did that. So getting out and talking to people, even if you're, you know, that's something you struggle with, I've realized that you just do it. And that's how you create success, is by, you know, that's the end goal for your business, is to help people. Only way that's going to happen is if you connect, and that's connecting to other professionals and connecting to people who need your care. And in most cases, a lot of those professionals need your care too. So it works out great. So getting out and meeting other business professionals and networking groups are great. I've recently got in touch with that, and that's been huge for me. There's several in the area, but this particular one's been really helpful for me to be able to connect with professionals and meet people, and just coming up with who you want to treat in making a plan of, okay, this is the people I want to work with, and in then going out and connecting with those people in whatever forms you can. And so that's definitely one of the things that made a big difference for me, is just when I've made sure to get out and connect with people. And you have an instant interest point with the house calls and talking to people. Everybody. And I don't know if the day will ever come that's like, oh, yeah, I've known lots of house call doctors. But right now, everybody's like, wow, that's cool. I've never heard of that. You know, that used to be the way that doctors did things. And you know, you just don't see that anymore. And so that's very unique. And, you know, so people automatically, that's a conversation point to get started, because it is unique. There's not it's not the common way to practice. So you ought to have an automatic icebreaker with that, and just saying that alone.
And that's huge. I mean, such good nuggets in there too. Like, could I just say, by the way, like, talk about overcoming fear, like the fact that you started your business going door to door, like that takes courage. Like, that's huge to do that. I think, you know, the idea of marketing is an Achilles heel for a lot of health and wellness professionals. And there are so many different vehicles on how to do it, but the fact that you really went and tapped into a lot of different experiences first in the fearlessness of putting yourself out there, but not only that, but in that journey, you figured out, okay, like, what are the revenues, or what are the avenues that are working well for me, rather? So like this networking group, you're seeing the results there, so you focus the results there, and that's also because you know who your target is. So it's huge to see, like, in that evolution, that, again, it's like, it's the fearlessness that you've actually brought to the table with it, but understanding the strategy of being consistent and knowing who you're going after, and also seeing how people are responding to that. And it's such a good point too, of that idea of, you know, we're not even close to saturation, not even close to saturation of there being, you know, multiple house call providers out there. I, you know, I hope for that day, you know, that everyone can have access to providers who offer house calls. But because of where we are in this stage of the game, it really does give us that ace up our sleeve of being able to stand out by what we've offered. And I've got to ask, you know, in addition to the initial conversations, like, how have your patients responded to house calls, to that experience? Like, what's that experience been like?
They love it. Yeah, I mean, patients, you know, I had some concerns about one common concern that I've heard, it's a fear-based issue of going to somebody's house and it just being you and them. And that's been not an issue in the least. I've talked to other doctors like, well, aren't you worried about lawsuits? And I'm like, well, yeah, if you go into it with a fear, they're going to sense that. And so you're more likely to get one. For those, they love it. You know, they're in their environment, you know, they're comfortable where they are because it's their home or office. You know, most of my patients are in their homes, a few in their office, but everybody is comfortable with it. They love being able to, you know, if I run a few minutes late, it's not a big deal to them because they're home, you know, so they're not stressed, you know, because they got to, you know, they're missing out on something, you know, because they can do stuff at their house if I'm late. If they, you know, it's easy for them to work around their schedule when it's in their home environment. So yeah, they love it. Especially one group I love helping is moms. And the moms absolutely love it, especially when they have small kids, because it is so true that, and having small children myself, it's such a pain getting the kids in the car to go to the office and just get that care that way. And it's very stressful overall, no matter how you try to run it. And then you have the kids running around the office and worried about what they're getting into. And, you know, so all of those things kind of go away. So it's a more enjoyable experience for the moms. Cause yeah, I know some that, you know, honestly wouldn't be getting the care really. It's such a big task for them and where they are in their health. They just would soon stay home than make a trip to the doctor. So.
Yeah. And it's, you know, it's so interesting. Like, moms love it. Like moms like eat this stuff up because it's a lifesaver for them. You know, that it really can be a disruption to try to go and get the care that they need, let alone that their children, you know, or spouse needs. So it that's just it too. Or, you know, that idea of, you know, you mentioned earlier how like any fears that you've had, you've realized that they're really unfounded. And that's really the case for most fears that we face, and including that fear of, well, how are patients going to respond? Our patient's going to be uncomfortable. It's actually just a fear. It's unfounded. So if you communicate what it is that you're going to do and what the experience is like, you actually are getting the exact opposite. Patients are comfortable. They're in their own environment. They're more at ease, which means easier to work with them physically, emotionally. And, you know, you get better results and they're happy for it. So it's just a really cool example you've painted there of, again, like going from like fear to awareness of like what's actually possible here, like what that vehicle of house calls has given you. And I'm so happy to hear that for you of and especially being a dad yourself, like focusing on families, it makes so much sense just to be able to resonate with them and, you know, also who you're focusing on reaching out to and marketing to. So thank you for sharing those insights. And just to flip the table a little bit, you know, you're a year into this and, you know, you've learned a lot and grown a lot along the way. Would you care to share one mistake you've made in your house call business and how did you learn from it?
Yeah, and it was a big mistake. As far as, like I said, the only failure is inaction. And so I got a great start I started seeing patients in August. So it was just about 2 months, and I even felt like that was slow based on the way that my startup went. You know, I really struggled at the start with a lot of stuff. And thank goodness for our coaching calls because I probably wouldn't have made it through.
Appreciate that.
So, yeah, early on, I really got in my own way a lot. The turnaround to get started up can be so fast if you just get out of your own way sometimes. But, yeah, I started seeing patients in August. Had a great start. My wife was out talking to people. When we lived in the same place, and it was so much, I don't know, there was just this switch when it became my practice to where my wife was very willing to go out and talk to people. So that helped at the very beginning. And then I had a few old patients that were available, but then we did a farmer's market and immediately got patients. And it was just this big, like, infusion right away. So that was a big confidence booster as everything was getting started. And then it went well for a while. I did the door knocking and got patients that way. And I got kind of to a comfortable level, and it was where I was meeting my costs. You know, I was like, okay, well, this is how much I have to make to meet my costs of the business and personal costs. And I was like, I'm doing pretty good. I think I can, and this was more subconscious than anything. I realized it later. It's not like I was consciously saying, oh, this is what I'm doing. This is just looking back, hindsight. And so I kind of took my foot off the pedal and kind of got comfortable again and started re-experiencing fears about getting out and talking to people and making, you know, what I should do next in marketing. And so, yeah, I started really kind of getting back to where I'd started from, and I laid off the marketing a lot. I was doing almost none. And that was, in November, December. And then I started getting into panic mode because January and February, I really dropped in my numbers because I just wasn't doing the marketing, and I knew it. But it was that fear that getting stuck again mentally. So I think that was, one of the big things that I learned was that you got to market all the time. Even if things are going well, you got to keep marketing. So you just have to make it a priority. So that was a big thing that I learned for myself. And now I've just gotten to the mindset that I'm going to be marketing no matter how busy I get, because if you let up, it's gonna drain real fast. So that's just a fact of life starting a business. So that's probably one of the biggest lessons I've learned.
Oh, it's huge. That's huge. You know what I think is really interesting in that too is that, you know, interestingly enough, with the house call model, you don't have to have the numbers that you do in a typical office, but it doesn't mean you don't have to market. Now, interestingly enough, it's that idea of you always want to keep marketing, not even if you have to put in the same amount of effort that you would in a typical office. What I think is really interesting about what you've learned in that is it's not so much about the effort as it is the energy that you're putting into it. That if you're focusing on growing your practice, guess what's going to happen? It's going to grow. But if you're not focusing on growing your practice, it's not going to do anything. You know, it's going to stay stagnant, if not start to turn down in numbers. So I think that's a really, smart mistake to bring to the table, is that as you start to build momentum, don't just depend on it to then let it ride its course. Like, feed off of it, fuel it, like continue to nurture it and build it, so it just like it becomes like the snowball. It keeps getting bigger and bigger. It keeps growing and growing. That over time, you do get that fortunate circumstance where you're still marketing, but you have such a base now of people that the marketing is starting to happen through your network and referrals. So that's a great lesson, and I really appreciate you sharing that and how valuable it is to continually put not only the effort but the energy into marketing and growing your house call business. So with that in mind, that's a huge, huge lesson learned. I have two more questions for you. The next is, on the flip side, with what you've learned, how's your success been so far? Describe the success you've had in this first year.
Yeah, so like I said, in 2 months, from when I quit my job in the beginning of June until I started seeing patients in August, I was up to seeing enough patients to cover what I was making in my other job. So, which is, considering what most associate physicians pay, isn't really that hard to do. So I got there very quickly to where, and like I said, there was a subconscious thing that I've had to start breaking through of just going where I'm comfortable. And just making what I like, oh, great, I'm doing what I do before. And now looking back, like, well, I need to do more than that, for a multitude of reasons. That initial getting to where I was before I quit didn't take that long. It wasn't that hard. And yeah, I've often said to you, that if I did half of what you told me to, I would be doing even more. Biggest thing that's kept me from growing is me. But as I've started shifting, even I would say in the last couple months, I've had some huge shifts in my paradigm of my practice, of how I approach people, how I do things, and it's really starting to grow a lot more than it had before. And literally from 3 weeks ago, I went from You know, I doubled my patient visits in a week and then even tripled the next week. And those were two really big weeks, and then it kind of went down, and that's kind of the growth. You know, you go up and down. But, you know, I was seeing, you know, on average, I was seeing about 10 patients a week, which, yeah, that's not a lot, but it was paying the bills. And then, you know, a week later, I was seeing 20, and the next week I saw 29. And so, you know, it's very doable to get to those numbers. And if you do the math, with the house call model, and you're making the money you need to much quicker. And if you just do those things, so that's the success I've seen, is I've been able to grow personally, start to shift my vision towards bigger things, getting out of the scarcity mindset of, oh, you know, I just need to survive. And as I this job, you know, this not job, my practice has allowed me to start to shift out of the you know, just get by mentality I've lived with my whole life, coming from poor people. So I'm starting to make that shift, and it's showing, to where now, with not a whole lot more effort, just like you said, a shift of attitude, you know, the practice has really taken off. So, and like you said, it's not huge numbers, but for what we're doing with the overhead and with the visit, setup that you recommend and that I've done, it becomes much, much easier to get to a very sustainable and comfortable level of care and patient volume. So,
well, it's amazing too, Brandon. I mean, seriously, like, it's such an honor to hear the growth that you are experiencing through the efforts that you're putting into it. And I just have to point out here the numbers. Like, regardless of whatever health and wellness industry we're talking here, typically we have the pressure of seeing a high volume of appointments in order to make ends meet. And here we are talking about 10 patients, you know, 25 patients a week, you know, 5 patients a day. That is creating not only a sustainable business, but a profitable business on such a different level of scale. And that's also where, in that sense of marketing, that yes, you're marketing and you're connecting, you're meeting new people, but the scalability of it is so much easier to attain because you don't have all those pressures of the overhead and the other stresses that a typical office brings. So, like, really, really well done, and like massive insights on that as well. And also congrats for the success that you've had with that. It's an honor for me to be a part of your journey as well and see the growth that you've had. And, you know, with everything you've shared, I think one final question to ask you is, for the professionals out there who want to start a house call business or are unsure of, you know, whether they should start a house call business, what would you tell them now? What advice would you give them?
Yeah, I would just, if it's in your blood to be on your own, this is the way to do it. I can understand if somebody's just not wanting to have their own practice, then it's not for you. But if there's even that little bit of, I want to be on my own, I want to be my own boss, I want to build my own dream, my own practice, this is so doable. It's so workable, and it gets you where you want to go so much faster and with so much less stress. It's one of those things where if it's a desire to be on your own, just do it. It makes so much sense. You know, there's so many reasons why it works. And we've already kind of touched on all of those, from the lower patient volume, the increased quality of care, because you spend more time in your appointments, at least in the way you recommend. I could see other doctors doing it differently, but to be able to spend more time giving them a higher quality of care and being able to, you know, just be able to do it all without the stresses of having a huge office and staff and always constantly having to have high numbers come through just to pay the bills and to try to make a profit. So, you know, it's so doable, and it's fun. One of the things I worried about is just driving around, you know, do I get bored? It's not. It's, you know, because you're going from one thing to the next, and it gives you a little bit of time to think about things. So those little drives that you take are not that big a deal. It removes most of the excuses that you can come up with for starting a practice. So that's basically what it comes down to is, you know, if you want to do it, there's really no excuses. It's just a matter of, do you want to do it? You know, do you want to have your own practice? And if you can say yes to that, it's almost a no-brainer in my opinion. So, and especially okay. with your help, because the systems that you have in place, you don't have to spend the time recreating what it is that it takes to have a house call practice. It's done. And all you have to do is follow directions and do it. As long as you can follow directions and do that, that side of the practice is already done with the house call practice system. So that's the thing that I would say is that you really don't have any excuses if it's what you want to do.
Wow, Brandon, I seriously really appreciate that. I'm humbled to hear it. Thank you. And I think the biggest thing, I really enjoyed our conversation today because I think one of the biggest things that I hear, and I imagine so many others are going to hear this, are going to think, wow, there's a fearlessness in here that you've had in your first year of having a house call business, and you're just getting started on your journey where you've really identified what you need and how to do it and how to think about it, how to approach it, and now you're getting the results that you want to get. And your story is such a great one, and I'm so excited that you shared what you have today because it's the journey of the struggles. It's the journey of being in jobs that don't work, you know, understanding like what you don't want in a business and trying to find the answers, and then you find them and then you act on it. And now you're getting the results. So I think that, you know, the biggest takeaway, one of the biggest ones out of many is that idea of just be fearless and trust yourself. If it's what you want, go after it. If it makes sense to you, go after it. So I got to give you some huge props and acknowledgement for the results that you've gotten and the fearlessness that you're bringing to the table. And most importantly, like, thank you for your time. Thank you for sharing your story, your insights, everything that you've learned in your journey so far, because I really think it's going to resonate with a lot of health and wellness professionals out there who are on the path to build a house call business or those who are just discovering it. So Dr. Brandon, I can't thank you enough for your time today and for sharing your insights. And most importantly, here's to much more success for you and your house call business. Thanks again.
Well, thank you. And yeah, I appreciate all the help you've given me as well. So thanks for letting me share my story.
This is the House Call Revolution.